Got it. This is the X1 Bros, your positive gaming and Xbox community. Everybody who's joining us live, welcome, Mr. Jeremy. Mike Whittingler says he hasn't been able to, or Jeremy hasn't been able to come for a while. So welcome, guys. Thank you.
From Washington and New Mexico.
Yeah. Everybody that's joining us live, welcome. If you're listening to us, welcome. I don't know. What am I, a PE teacher? What do I have this?
Yeah. What are you dressed up as?
I remember when I was into lanyards.
Yeah.
I just put it on.
What a dickweed. Yeah.
Had a lanyard for my car keys and I had it on my neck. Welcome. It's been a big week. It's a hot one out there.
Oh, it's 102 so for us today?
Oof. It was 104.
And the AC in my truck
you,
don't work.
I know those of you in the desert are like, what on earth? That's nothing. No, it's a lot here for us.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's average.
Wears you out.
Yeah, but my truck doesn't have AC. It's currently broken.
That sucks. The big one,
my car's all fixed.
Yeah, David and I fixed his AC, and I was going to take some of your stuff that you got because you bought like a car kit, right? It wouldn't fit on a truck. Trucks have different nozzles.
Yeah.
They're bigger.
Yeah, because it's not a nozzle truck.
Yeah.
A truck nozzle.
Yeah. So I just rolled the window. Also, my window shattered this week.
Wait, what?
Shattered?
Yeah.
The one that you like try to roll up?
Yeah. Yeah. So my window broke.
I'm catching up here.
Okay, so one time I was driving my kids to daycare, and their daycare's at like the local high school, right?
Yeah.
So we go, and all of a sudden I hear like a shadoof,
shadoof, badow.
Yeah. And then my daughter goes, "Dad, my window's down." And I was like, "Oh, that's weird." Anyway, I didn't care at the time.
Yeah.
Because I was like, "Oh, well, okay." Anyway, I tried to roll it up, and you can hear it like grr, grr, cranking in there, and I'm like, "Oh shoot,
something's broken."
Sorry, are we...
No, you're here.
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, something is broken on...
It's like, here, there we go. Is that better?
No.
Yeah, that's better, see? There you go.
Tell the story.
Yeah, just don't wiggle. Sorry, just don't wiggle it.
So, I would just grab it and roll it and pull it up.
Yeah.
And then...
Wait, and that's how you would, like, you'd be like, and we're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because story behind the truck, it's a 2007 2500... And it's got almost 400,000 miles on it.
400,000 miles on a truck.
Yeah, 380.
That's pretty good.
80-something right now, yeah.
That's good.
So it's like, you know.
Whatever.
She still runs.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I used to do that. And then I think the gears just gave out because now it just kept falling. And I was like, shoot. So then I was like, okay, well, duct tape.
Amen,
brother. So I went up there, duct tape works. But then... It started getting real hot, and it would melt the sticky on the duct tape.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, shoot. Okay, so.
Well, that's when you know it's hot, when the sticky gets melted.
Yeah, so anyway, now this is over the course of, like, from Christmas to spring, right? You know, I'd do the thing and whatever. And anyway, so one day, it fell down. I'm like, okay, usual routine. I lift it back up. I slide the tape on again, because it still has some stick. You know,
yeah,
it just kind of heats up. So I slide it back on, and then I close the door. Entire window shatters. So I think over the course of a few months from lifting it up and down and it falling
it
so much,
fell off the hinge.
It had just weakened the...
I probably fell off of what was ever holding it there to just...
Oh, and then like the what door. And I was like, huh.
So now you have no window?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what you do, okay?
I was just going to get like a trash bag.
Oh, that'd work.
And just tape it.
That's the easier. I was going to say get duct tape and do like the thing like this.
Yeah,
where
like
you do
flannel.
Duct tape this way.
Yeah, I should do different colors of duct tape.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
If you want it to look like, as trashy as you possibly can.
Kind of like the old-fashioned homemade American cherry pies. Like
yes,
with the thing,
exactly.
You know, yeah,
cherry pie it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's... And the thing is like, I don't really, I mean, I'd rather pay for the AC first.
Yeah, Matt
the window, you know what I mean?
Matt Whitlinger says NASCAR window.
Just clip them in. Yeah.
You know what you should do is just remove the doors entirely.
People do that with Jeeps a lot. I don't know why.
Oh, because they're cool. Oh.
Is it a status thing?
It is a status thing. Less doors, more cool.
Okay. Less doors, more Jeep.
Especially in 104 degree weather.
I guess it'd be nice, like, you just step out, saves time.
Yeah.
That adds up if you're running a lot of errands. It's just true. Ask UPS.
And you have no UPS, AC. Yeah. So just remove the doors on your Chevy.
No, but today, so we have a pool, so we went swimming and stuff like that. But today, like, I was going to Home Depot for something, and you could, even like with the windows down, it's just hot air. Today was hot.
T-Box says, for real, in Texas, my house melted. Happy Mayo says, ever step outside of your house and feels like you get hit with a bucket of water? That's what it's like in Alabama right now.
Yeah. See, yeah. I can handle the heat, I don't know if I can handle the heat and the humidity.
No, I can't do humidity.
Can it be like 100 plus with like 90% humidity?
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible. Yeah,
that's called Florida.
That's called South Texas.
Yeah,
Texas.
Yeah, I would, I don't know why. Yeah, I could not live there. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Do you ever like live in a city and think, why did they settle here?
100%. Yeah. I lived in a
I actually think about that about like every time I drive through Vegas.
I lived in a city called Laredo in Texas. It was terrible. I don't know. I wanted to die. I have no idea how that place even exists. I have no idea how that town exists.
Well, it's just like you ever drive through Vegas and you're like, why'd they pick here?
Thinking those towns were settled too, like these in super hot areas, whether it's the Middle East or here, when it's not like water was as readily available either.
Oh, yeah. So. And the water there is the Rio Grande, you know, goes up. It's disgusting. Like, that is not your river you want to be drinking out of.
I just feel like it must have been like bad days. Like, your wheel fell off the wagon again, and you're like, you know what, here.
This is where I'm staying. Yeah.
We're going to make it work.
That's probably true to an extent.
It probably like, is.
Traveling, we're done. Okay, just get the cooler. We're out.
So
grab your fishing poles. We're done.
So Xbox Live is done. There's no more Xbox Live. We knew this was going to happen. It's just a matter of time. But Xbox Live is done. It's now Game Pass Core is what it's being called. So you will be automatically moved over to it on September 14th. All Xbox Live Gold members will automatically become Game Pass Core members with no change in pricing. So now Game Pass Core is like the base. You only get 25 games in Game Pass for that. Now, okay.
Yeah, start over. What's going on? Like, what are you saying?
No more Xbox Live. It's Game Pass Core.
Okay. Now I can clock out.
Okay.
just kidding.
25 games on there. All the pretty big ones. No day ones will be on Game Pass Core. But for $1 more, you upgrade to Game Pass. So it's only $1 less than Game Pass. It's basically just a one-for-one over to...
Well, and the reason they did that is because... Remember the outrage they had before?
Yeah, they were trying to...
And they did it kind of wrong.
Yeah, you all knew the Xbox Live was going to go away. And people were trying to make a big deal. Well, it doesn't say that you're going to get online multiplayer on the other versions. Yeah, it's all online multiplayer, guys. It's all included now.
Did we confirm?
Yes,
it's been $9.99.
It's been confirmed, yeah.
So I feel like they could have just wrote that in there.
Yeah, so no, they did. Online console multiplayer, but then for Game Pass, it doesn't say it. It's never said it for Game Pass. But
oh, yeah, because it's already there.
Yeah. You have to have online gaming in order to utilize Game Pass.
Is it? Because remember, I went to Game Pass Ultimate because it included online.
No, you went to Game Pass Ultimate because it included
everything. PC games.
The PC games.
That's
right.
That's why I got Ultimate. And I probably don't even use it. I still buy all my games. So actually, dang, I don't even really use it. So,
yeah, I think it's a good move. Overall, I think this needed to happen. I don't think there's any...
Well, I think it's fine for them. I think it simplifies things for the end user.
Agreed.
But also, I think it's a much smarter way of doing it than how they tried to do it before.
I don't remember how they tried to do
it before. Remember, they were like, oh, you're grandfathered in, but we're going to screw you in a few months or something like that.
Yeah.
Like it was, anyway.
I think it wasn't it just cold turkey?
Yeah.
It was just like, yeah, you're done. And I think that's what kind of...
So, because how it is, like you said, it's one for one. So there's four tiers to the Game Pass Core. The smallest tier is the equivalent, actually, I would say better.
There's four tiers of Game Pass. Game Pass Core is the smallest.
Tier. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Which it used to be Xbox Live.
Yeah, which is the exact same as Xbox Live, but I would almost argue better. Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it, because you're still getting
online. You're not getting these games with gold, but who cares?
But what they're doing, and I actually appreciate this just for me. Every game with gold that you've had, you still keep.
Yeah, you own the game.
They're not getting rid of those. Yeah, like you still have them, yeah. And they specifically do say that in there.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's basically a one for one switch. But I would argue it's better because you do get. Yes, you lose games with gold, but I guess depending on the month.
Games, let's be honest, games.
Yeah, it was kind of hit or miss.
Yeah,
usually miss.
Yeah,
but the 25 games that you're getting, which can rotate. Yeah, I think they will rotate, pretty good.
Agreed. Spicy thoughts, feelings.
Yeah, I mean,
strong opinions.
This probably should have been changed a while ago.
A while ago, yeah.
But they tried and they did it wrong. So,
I think another guy come in and take us.
Yeah, I think this is just like the evolution of the whole thing. Anyways, I think it's time. So,
yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. I would like to now discuss what I've been dying to discuss with you guys all week. And let's pull it up on YouTube, please. Let's pull up some Diablo gameplay.
Diablo.
Jordan the Man.
Yeah.
You have played. So all I've seen, I've not played it. I've not jumped in. I'm not up to date on the patch notes. I was watching videos last night of one of which I think I sent you guys, which cracked me up. Spicy, did you get to the end of that video?
That was funny, yeah.
It's DM Diablo, who he seems like a super cool guy on YouTube.
Yeah, his Twitch is Darth Micro.
He's like, hey, I actually don't mind this patch. So for those of you who are not playing Diablo.
That video is so funny.
Yeah, for those of you who aren't playing Diablo, season one just started, and there was a patch, and a lot of people are happy about the patch. And so this guy is a Diablo YouTuber and is playing. He's like, oh, this isn't actually bad. And he's going through and explaining some of the good stuff that's there.
Yeah.
But then his hardcore character gets
at level 31.
Hardcore, which means it's gone. Yeah.
So he's explaining
based off of basically a glitch. And he's like, I hate this game.
He's like, never mind.
I hate this.
I hate season one.
Well, it's so instantaneous. He goes through 3 minutes of like, well, they did this. I think this is making the character fun, et cetera, yeah. et cetera. And while the last 10 seconds of the video, a guy comes in and self-destructs or whatever and blows him up.
He was showing off the ability of his skeletons to that ability. And that's what killed him, right?
No, it was another character.
It was a stupid on-death thing, yeah. Which I think are dumb mechanics anyway, but
yeah, the like one shot character mechanic.
Well,
and so he dies, and it's a hardcore character, so his character.
I rewatched
is done.
It like five times the last 30 seconds
and
it,
without skipping a beat, and he's like, he and just this leans is how back it is, and chair. He dies, and he's like, and then this is my hardcore character that just died, trying to explain it to you. I hate this season. I'm done. You know, and then the video's over.
Oh man,
we all felt that.
Well, the thing is like. He was level 31, which, I mean, you can probably get to level maybe 20, 25 in, like, one good day session. So, I mean, he could probably do it again fairly quickly.
Like
but,
hours.
I mean, yeah, like, that was, it's not like it was, like, a level 6, you know? It was, like, he was.
Well, 6 hours. He said he had played it for 6 hours
at
that point. 6 straight hours.
Yeah.
And this was his review of it. But, okay.
So funny.
So, let's review a few things here, because I've been dying to talk to you.
That's why hardcore is so,
I'm
going to
pull up that clip,
is literally, you will never get that 6 hours back. That is completely gone. Yeah, that's why hardcore scares me, man.
That's not for the lighthearted.
Yeah, no, that is...
That's it. Right, I love and hate season one.
I'm gonna skip ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and skip ahead.
He's a really good content creator.
He's so awesome. I love this guy.
His Twitch is fun too.
So he's sitting there explaining like the skill tree and everything,
and the new mechanics of season one and how they.
Here it is.
That's right. And he's just like, you know, whatever.
And he's a necromancer.
Yeah, which is the character I actually play. I love this. Okay, is he?
He's explaining everything. He's going through his menus, by the way, which I think is full health. Boom! And is destroyed. And look at him. His reaction. He just sits back.
And then he immediately says, I'm done.
I hate this season.
Never mind. I like how he's like so positive. And he's like, never mind. This season sucks.
This season sucks.
Oh, man.
So, Jordan, let's review. What is it? Because I've not jumped in. I've seen the hate. Is the hate warranted? Is it that bad?
What happened? you logged out one night and then you logged in the next day and everything was worse. Like everything, they nerfed everybody into the ground.
Yeah.
In some classes, which is really funny, by the way, Barbarian, who I play, that sucked because they actually did come out in the live stream. We'll talk about that later. And then the character I had chosen, I'm like, okay, season one, I'm going to play a sorcerer. They just got destroyed
at the kneecaps. Yeah. Man.
And the thing is like, because of how sorcerer works, everything they nerfed wasn't directly like related to a sorcerer, but because how the sorcerer class works, it affected them in a complete negative way. Everything. So nice thing about that, because those are the two classes I'm playing right now.
Barbarian and Sorcerer.
They did have a stream on Friday.
Like an emergency stream, basically.
They released the patch, and then the next day they're like, guys, we'll talk about it Friday. So they came out, and they talked about it Friday, and they explained like their process, their thinking behind it, and all this stuff, which is all good and fine, but the problem
they're
is...
They're trying to be transparent, which I appreciate.
When you say nerf, though... Double click on that. Like, what do you mean nerf?
They reduced everything.
Like everyone's abilities, everyone's powers. You no longer can kill.
Yes. So you can even pull the patch out. So like.
So summarize. They made everybody do less damage and everybody take more damage.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's there basically.
Yeah.
So I do less damage and I take more.
Yes.
Yes. Like yes. A lot.
And like. Cooldown reduction was nerfed. Like everything was just nerfed. The only one thing I do somewhat agree with, and I think everybody in general agrees with this, vulnerability was nerfed, which that one was actually okay because it was so far ahead of all the other stats that it was like you were almost forced to go that way.
Yeah.
So that one's okay. But everything else was it hurt.
So you jumped in and played it, and it just...
And you're like, oh, good, I feel
so
weaker.
For those who don't know how Diablo works, when a season starts, you're basically playing the game over, leveling a new character.
Yeah.
Then play that season's endgame content and get endgame rewards.
Which...
So we've already...
Keep going.
Yeah, it's like off, it's like hanging. So we've already, Jordan, we've already... gone through the season, you've already done these quests, and you've done it at one level. So now going back, it's super jarring because you're doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
And it's way harder.
Yeah. So well what's interesting though, I'm still having fun because I'm playing a sorcerer for season one. So how it works is you have the Eternal Realm, which is just base realm, base game, and you don't really have any of the seasonal changes. You do have patches and stuff that affect the game, but you don't have any of the seasonal changes. And I think the reason they keep them separated is because if the season, like, sucks or everybody hates the mechanic, they're not forcing you to do the season mechanic. You can still play on the Eternal Realm. Mm. There's a few issues with that, which we can talk about later. But in the season, I've been playing a sorcerer, which is, like, a complete 180 from a barbarian.
Yeah.
So because even though sorcerers have been like pushed into the ground, their leveling experience is still really good.
Because you're not in the grind, whereas I think
a barbarian level experience, I don't think the barbarian like truly gets fun till like maybe 20s and 30s when you start to unlock some of those skills.
Mm.
Whereas the sorcerer, like it's just their leveling experience is really good. Now, from what I've heard, because they've been nerfed into the ground, their end game, so like nightmare dungeons, high-end stuff, is terrible.
Mm.
Because they can't, you know, they have no armor, they have no, you know. So, but, no, so far, I've actually been having a good time with the season. They have come out, no, to be fair to Blizzard and the developers, like Mark said, yes, they're being very transparent. And they explained why they did what they did. But they did also say we could have done it better. They said they're never going to do a patch like this again because they even said in the stream, like, hey, we kind of nerfed everything without giving you anything. You know what I mean? So it was kind of one of those things like, okay, I'm taking this away from you. Like, you know, at least if they buffed something, it's like, okay, they nerfed this, but they buffed this. You know what I mean? So you can still do things. This one, they just, across the board, everything went down.
So what was their reasoning behind it?
Yeah.
So Spicy's not on mic. He's fixing the mic.
They dodged a lot of questions. I think the main reason for it, and this is what I got from the live stream. You can go watch the live stream on their YouTube channel. It's there, and they talk about stuff. I think it was to try to bring the game to a reasonable state so things don't get too overpowered with the new seasonal mechanics.
Yeah.
The problem is I don't know. That was my impression. I was thinking, like, well, why don't you just change around the seasonal mechanics? But, I mean, at this point, it's probably too late. Everything's already... So I think that was the base reason.
So
your characters don't get crazy powerful and then have the seasonal mechanics, which just add on to that power. I think that my interpretation, like McSpicy said, they did dodge a lot of questions, especially the when's it coming out question, because they did talk about a lot of features that they're doing. But that was my impression. The problem is, and this is what a lot of people have been saying too, okay, let's say we completely understand why you did it. Like, let's say, okay, you're justified in doing this patch. That doesn't change the fact that I'm not having fun now, and I have to wait 2 months to have fun, right? I'm not playing this game to have fun in 2 months. I'm playing this game to have fun now.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, where they got a lot of their flack, because it's like, and that's where they even talked about, look, we took everything.
So a lot of people are skipping season one. Warranted? Or at least I'm seeing people say they're skipping season one.
I think you had the hype for season one, and then this patch came out. The patch came out 2 days before season one. So the patch came out, and everybody logged into their characters and found out that they were just, like, nerfed into the ground, and I think a lot of people just, like, lost motivation.
Mm.
So they have made a few, to Blizzard's credit, and they came out in the live stream, they have made a few hot fixes to kind of adjust a little bit of things. I don't think there's going to be any major, like, reverting of the patch.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. So far, with my sorcerer in the seasonal realm that I'm playing, I've been having fun. I think the malignant, I don't think it's a bad mechanic. I mean, it's once you get it, it's pretty simple to go and do. I think after a while, it may get super repetitive, but we'll see how the seasonal storyline goes and stuff.
The malignant?
Like that. Yeah.
That's their season.
Malignant hearts are their season mechanic.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain Obvious.
It's basically a different take on the gemming system.
Captain Obvious in chat says he's enjoying Sorcerer, and T-Buck says they didn't want people doing 1 million crit damage anymore.
Yeah, and that could be warranted, and that could be fair, but the way I look at it is I really enjoyed doing 1 million crit damage. You know, like that felt good.
You gave
it
me
felt
crack.
Fun, and then I log in, and you're doing like... Well, and that's to the McSpicy's point. Okay, they nerfed our numbers, but then they didn't really nerf anything else. The world still does
just
the same
as
amount
much
of damage, if not more, right? So...
So did you here's the question. Did you have more fun initial campaign or are you having more fun or just as much fun?
I think it's just as much fun because when Diablo 4 came out, it's like, okay, you're playing with your builds, you're having fun, you're playing the barbarian. I stuck to a whirlwind barbarian just because that's always what I've done with the barbarian. So I've been doing that, having fun. You're experiencing the story for the first time. I had fun. I'm not going to say it's the greatest game I ever played or even the greatest Diablo. I don't know yet. We'll see, you know, as time goes on. But then going into season one, I think I had just as much fun because if I would have done another barbarian, I think I would have gotten bored. Mm. But because I'm doing a sorcerer, which is a complete 180 of the barbarian, it's been a little bit different. I appreciate that they're not making me redo the campaign so I don't have to do a bunch of, you know, that story that ever you have the choice to skip the campaign. The seasonal mechanic is it has a storyline, so you're kind of doing new quests you've never done before, so that's fun. They have a seasonal journal that gives you objectives, kind of like I would say like a Battlefield 2042 or Apex season, where you have like objectives that give you more season pass. The battle pass, despite what people say, and I think most people agree with this unless you've completely made up your mind before, is not pay to win, and I actually think it's smart how they did it to make it not pay to win.
What did they
do? So what there is during the season pass, everything in the season pass is strictly cosmetic, and some of the stuff is pretty cool, but strictly cosmetic, nothing in there. There is what they call, I think they're called cinders or something like that, embers, cinders. But what they do is you get them at certain levels. So let's say you get your first cinder. I don't know the exact number. I think the first one's in like the 15 or 20 or something like that. And then you get another one like in the 40s and then on the battle pass. And what those cinders do is they're a currency that you then take to your seasonal power board, which is just a couple different things. Like one of them, bonus XP, right? You then take that and put it into your seasonal power board so you get bonus XP and you level faster and blah, blah, blah.
Cool.
And then there's all different stuff.
And like, you get to choose what it goes into?
Yeah, because there's multiple powers that you can choose, right? And then you can upgrade those. Now you're thinking, oh, Jordan, that's pay to win. All you have to do is buy the battle pass and you just upgrade your seasonal power. I think that's where they're at least clever about it. Or they as of right now, I haven't seen anyone, nor can I see how you can manipulate the system. So I think it's clever. But what they did is, even though you unlock, I don't know exactly what number it is, but let's say 15. You get your first Cinder or Ash Molten. It's something fire related, whatever it's called, right?
Yep.
When you unlock that at 15, you unlock it, and it's there, but you cannot use it until your character is level 40.
Oh,
and
I
that's
see.
How they prevent the pay to win.
Yeah.
So you can't just have a level 1 character, buy the entire battle pass, crank all your seasonal bonuses up because you spent $100 on the battle
you
pass.
You have to still level like, to 40. God,
you still have Smart. To level to 40. Same thing with the next one that you unlock in the 30s or 40s or whatever it is. You have to get to level 70 or something. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be a certain level.
That was pretty seamless.
Yeah. You have to be a certain level to use them. So I actually, it's fine.
Okay, don't touch it.
Okay. So I really appreciate the battle pass. And battle passes, I've always said this, I think are hitting, you know, it depends on the person, right? Because it's all cosmetic. I like the cosmetics they have in this one.
Yeah.
And what I really like, and this totally, no offense, but would have been like a real Blizzard move. But I appreciate that when I unlock like a t-shirt, for example, a shirt, it unlocks for all classes, not just the one I'm playing.
Which would have been a Blizzard
move. Like, because I was worried. I was worried. I was like, okay, I unlocked this cool armor for the sorcerer. And then it specifically tells you, you unlock it for all classes. So I was like, oh, thank goodness.
So I'm confused though, because you said that the outrage is warranted, but you're still having fun.
Well, I mean, it's a fun game. I think some of the nerfs and stuff they did suck.
Imagine, David.
Just like look at the DM.
I was having 90% fun, and now I'm having 55% fun.
Yeah,
that's a big drop, though.
Look at
but it's still 55% fun.
Look at DM. He's really good. Watches Diablo videos, but he goes through the patch and he says, you know, and he everybody has similar complaints because no one likes it when their character is nerfed, right?
Sure.
And look, I don't know. It's just, you logged in one day and you were doing a lot less damage and you were getting hit a lot harder. So, but me playing my experience playing a sorcerer in the actual seasonal realm, I'm enjoying the sorcerer. Like I said, if it was a barbarian, I probably wouldn't be having fun. So I'm glad I made the decision to do another class.
Yeah, yeah. What's fun about seasons is you get to experiment.
The seasonal classes. Mechanic, I don't think it's like the craziest mechanic and it's going to change. I mean, there are some cool, they're called Malignant Hearts. And it's basically a new take on the gemming system for your rings and amulets. Some of them have really cool stats and can really kind of make some builds fun. But,
Spicy, did you jump into season one at all?
Yeah, so...
Because you just finished the... We were talking before the show. You grinded to finish the story.
Yeah, because I'm jealous that I'm missing out on season one. Because I've been playing Final Fantasy, I just haven't had time.
And how about the cutscene though?
The last,
so good. Even like the last like three cutscenes.
I watched it several times.
Yeah, it's
I'm gonna
good.
Be honest. I watched it several times. That last cutscene was amazing. But I grinded. What is it?
Ground pound.
I ground pound.
You grind
the last 2 days just to be able to. To play season one. And I have jumped into season one, looked at the battle pass, looked at everything.
Cool.
But I haven't played too much of it at all because I was so far behind in the campaign. So I finished the campaign. I wanted to finish the campaign because once you finish the campaign, you can say skip campaign once you start a single
season.
Yeah. So
yeah.
So what was your question again?
Just no, what your thoughts on the season one fiasco? Outrage.
Well, okay, so I dislike it when everyone outrages for no reason. I think there was reason, a little bit of reason here, but at the end of the day, it's a game. So, and it's a game we care about.
Yeah,
that's if it's a game we didn't care about, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Yeah,
you know. So, the live stream that they did, it was like they took Q&As with real people this time. Which is good, because last time they did a Q&A on a live stream, it was their own employees making up fake names for their own questions.
Wait, did they get caught?
No, wasn't it like the news company or something that interviewed them? They didn't have enough people. Yeah, it was
there was a good, I think it was 2017 and on.
Where they just were just tripping over themselves.
This was like 5 months ago. They did their own Q&A.
Don't you guys have a cell phone? Yeah. Don't you have a cell phone?
It's been just watching somebody fall down in slow motion for a while. But there were actually, these were the real questions, which is why I think some of the questions, like the timer question, that one was a big deal. They added a countdown time. They added like 3 seconds on one of the timers for a countdown for a dungeon or something. And they were like, yeah, that's the question. All right, let's move on. And they totally just like blew
didn't
it
answer
up.
It.
Didn't answer. It's actually really interesting.
They extended the time to leave a dungeon.
Yeah. So anyways, that whole stream, they looked like super sad.
The side by sides, like how it started and they're all happy,
a rough few weeks.
How it's going.
So I get it. These are people that are trying to do their best, you know, and they just made another. This is an anti-fun patch. That's what it is. It's the anti-fun patch. Maybe you need this. Maybe this balance had to, like, the only thing I can think of is this balance had to happen for everything that they have planned later. Sure. They had to just squash it to the ground.
But
see,
and that's where you find that conundrum. As a player, is that your problem? Is that, you know what I mean?
Wait, though. Had it been, like, let's say it launches with these things intact, this power structure.
Okay.
Is it even an issue?
Well, no, because you would have been used to the power structure, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there probably would have been like, hey guys, we're kind of, you know.
We'll see.
I don't know. Yeah.
If you remember in the beta, I know for Necromancer, because I was paying attention to Necromancer. I wasn't paying attention to other classes. But Necromancer was extremely underpowered. Mm-hmm. And it was to the point where it wasn't even a fun class to play.
Well, even now their minion builds, which is kind of funny. Like, the minion build isn't as strong as the other builds. And it's like, why?
But that's Necromancer, right? That's the core of the Necromancer. I guess the Necromancer is also, you know, necrotic explosions and stuff like that.
And then there's like a bone spear build, which, by the way, they nerfed a lot and still like crazy Uber Lilith damage and like still is broken.
Yeah. So I think what they did during the beta to the release is they inflated everything to appease the community for the, like, Barbarian I know was underpowered and they inflated it. So I'm thinking maybe between the beta and the launch, they inflated all the abilities, inflated stuff to show, hey, yes, we're listening to the community. And then this squash is to do a hard balance check from that, probably back to where they were when everybody complained. So what I'm trying to say is maybe that's what it is. And if we were to sit back and look, they probably have the vision. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt here. They have the vision of all the seasons and the abilities that they're going to put in those seasons, make it fun. And this is what had to happen for the baseline to just grow from there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking what happened. However, there is probably a much better way to do this, to trickle it in maybe during the campaign. And, you know, when you cook a crab?
Frog boiling water.
You slowly heat up the water.
They just started boiling the water and chucked it in.
Tossed them in.
And that's what happened. So,
and I think another issue is there's other issues in the game. Like, for example, storage space, especially with the malignant hearts, like storage space has already been a problem. And now the hearts take up more storage space on your character. People have been asking for like gems to have their own slot, which I don't see why they can't, especially when like aspects. Anyway, there's been other issues that people have been wanting, and none of those were in the patch too. So
there was the potions. The potions now have a 99 stack.
But I think that was a hot fix. That they did after the outbreak.
That's true.
It
was 3 hours after their stream. We should have put that in.
So potions can now stack to 99. So they're not, you don't have to have multiple stacks of your favorite potions and stuff like that, right?
That's interesting. Yeah. Why do gems not have?
So that's coming, but it's coming in season 2. So, and the way they talked, and look, I mean, I like that they're transparent and they were talking about, like, look, it's a technical thing and blah, 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 and this and that. But, So I get it, right? Like with the dungeons, which is really funny. So people were saying, hey, we get nightmare dungeons, which is like an end game activity. Mm-hmm. Why can't we just teleport to the dungeon? Like, why do I have to click it and then walk there? And I was like, okay, fair enough. So they went in and they made it so you can teleport to the dungeon. But what they did is they teleported you in front of the dungeon and then you have to go in the dungeon. So now you have to go through two loading screens. Yeah, and it was like, but that's another thing to their credit. They came out and they're like, look, it was a technical issue. We talked to the engineers. They basically were like, they didn't say it, although I would have appreciated it if they said it. They're like, it's a crappy fix, but it's what we can do now. And then later we'll get it. You know what I mean? So I like that they're doing that kind of stuff, but it is kind of funny. So anyway.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I was excited to talk to you guys about it for a while.
Well, what I do like is the campaigns or the seasonal stuff. Season one has its own story. Like, it's, I think that's a plus, like, big time, to be able to go through and have their own, we're meeting new characters, everything like that. I'm sure, like I said, I'm just starting it, but I find that great. It's not just the grind, like, Diablo 3 grind, where it's just the exact same thing.
Yeah.
That they just make everything harder.
One, I like that they're called malignant dungeons, which aren't really different. But what I mean, and this will kind of come with time, I would like to see, since it's the seasonal realm, you can really experiment with stuff. I do think there's issues that they need to fix between seasonal and eternal. Like, for example, from my understanding, I don't know for sure. I did log into my barbarian, which is on the Eternal Realm, and I did a few things because he's kind of like my 100% character. You know, I'm going to do all the 100% achievement stuff with him. But you can't, from what I understand, I didn't do any extensive testing, so someone in chat tell me if I'm wrong. You cannot progress your battle pass from the Eternal Realm, which I think is a misstep. I understand. Oh, it's you know, in the seasonal realm they have it set up. You're earning these.
No,
you're
I get
earning
it.
These points. You're earning that. Like, I get it. Yeah, in the seasonal realm I can do this, this, and that. But let like the journal, like the seasonal journal that they give you with the objectives, let that be in the internal realm. Like, what? Why? Why? Why do I have to be on a seasonal realm?
Because well,
if I
could,
want to play my character, you know what I mean,
because you could use your previously leveled up character. No,
so who cares?
You could go through it faster as a result, right?
Yeah, but what does it matter? Because it's locked. I get all the free stuff. Sure, let's say I get all the free stuff in one day. Do you think that really hurts Blizzard? Where it benefits them is if I do it fast on my character and then I pay for the battle pass to get all the other stuff. Like, it's one of those things that it hurts absolutely no one, and I don't think it hurts the integrity of the game. But why? You know what I mean? Like, what would it cause? What problem would it cause? It's like the leveling.
It feels wrong. I don't know why. I can't articulate it, but it just feels wrong.
It's like the when they nerfed the leveling. Like, so basically,
no, I'm with them on that. It feels wrong to allow your battle pass progression to take place.
It feels wrong to allow me to play how I want to play.
Yes. Yes, it does.
It's like I don't necessarily agree with the nerfing of the experience. So what they did, and that was another hot fix. They nerfed the experience from 1 to 50. They want that to be kind of a base. I like, it's not the end of the world. But they nerfed the experience to 1 to 50. And the reason they did that is so, like, Mark with his 100 level 100 character can't come in with my level 1 and power level me. But my question to that is, who cares?
Blizzard.
Yeah, but that's
no, because
let's say Mark says, "Hey, Jordan, I got a level 1. You want to be a necromancer here? I'll come power level you."
Essentially what you're arguing,
who cares? It doesn't hurt anything.
In the same way, what you're arguing is allow me to level up the Halo Infinite Battle Pass inside of Halo Infinite campaign.
That would be fantastic.
No.
Yeah.
It's made for the season. It's made for specific seasons.
What?
Yeah, I think I'm with David.
No, but one. What does it hurt?
Okay.
Here, let me. It doesn't hurt the integrity. How?
While Mark explains... While Mark explains this, I'm going to go get a water.
Okay.
I got more soda. Oh,
how does it, in a battle pass, in a battle pass that is all cosmetics, And the only power requirement, you can keep the power stuff in the seasonal campaign. You don't even have to do it in the internal campaign. But the power checks are all locked behind levels. What does it hurt? Like, what's the difference between me paying $100 to get all 99 tiers or just playing on my eternal character? Because your argument is the internal character will power through it, so will my wallet.
Okay, hold on. Remind me what I'm what are we arguing okay. again?
So, from my very limited testing, I'm pretty sure it's positive. You have seasonal realm and you have eternal realm.
Okay.
Every yes. time there's a new season, you'll have a seasonal realm. You'll create your new character, and then after season one, that character will move to eternal realm, so you don't lose
correct.
It.
Correct. Okay.
The battle pass, from what I can tell, can only be leveled in the eternal realm.
The seasonal.
Sorry. Yeah, the seasonal can only be leveled in the seasonal realm. I don't understand why I can't level it in the eternal realm. Argument is because my character is too powerful, but I could also skip the entire battle pass by using my credit card. So my credit card is too powerful too.
Well, yeah, but that's paying Blizzard money versus not playing Blizzard money.
But that's my point.
See that though?
How the battle pass is structured, strictly cosmetics, you do get the power bonuses, but those are locked behind level characters, so it's not pay to win. And like I said, you can keep the power bonuses or the seasonal bonuses on the seasonal realm. I don't even want those in the eternal realm. I'm just saying, why can't my... And then it's so Jordan, what game is it, no matter what I play, I'm leveling something up? Remember, why can't we... No matter what I'm doing or what I'm doing, I'm always progressing towards
game that something. No longer exists. That's why we can't remember it.
Yeah. So... because they're not making any money,
because
Jordan.
They went out of business.
Yeah. The point of this, Jordan, so is Blizzard is giving added value every season.
But I think you would get more money because, for example, what if the seasonal mechanic like sucks? Well,
I think they could maybe have objectives for at certain levels or challenges that go back to the Eternal Realm, but you can't level your entire battle pass in the Eternal Realm.
If they're going to continuously add value, which we want, we don't mm-hmm, want the mm-hmm. game to just die.
Yeah.
If Blizzard is going to do that and spend the time and effort and resources to make these assets, they're going to need financial gains because of what they're putting in.
Well,
they'd have to manage, like think of the resources it would take to figure out.
Think of the resources it would take for a company that just got bought for $61 billion. Yeah,
true. But that's because there's value in that company.
But what, and yeah. what resources are you talking about?
But resources, like, because now you're not, now you don't have to, now you've got to go back and figure out all of the different ways that people could game the battle pass.
No, they've already done that.
Yeah, just by locking it out.
No, you can't. How would you game the battle pass? Because you guys, this is how I feel.
Okay, talk. This is how I feel. Talk.
Tell me how you feel.
I feel like you guys are comparing gaining the battle pass quickly to not being good, right? If you gain the battle pass too fast, that's not good.
No, I just think that this should be separate. It doesn't mean that it wouldn't be good. I just think it needs to be separate.
Well, that's my question then. Why does it have to be separate? Why can you not earn
Because it's a seasonal battle pass. It's not an eternal realm battle pass.
But here's my fear. What if you go into a season, there's really cool stuff on the battle pass, but the seasonal mechanic sucks? I will give you a case in point. Blake, I was playing Barbara Blake. I was playing the season with him. He hates the seasonal mechanic.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, the seasonal mechanic's stupid. I don't want to deal with a new gem. He's just like, all I want to do is just go back to my character and just get him to 100.
Well, then, but so
and, he's but, not. No, here. He has already purchased the battle pass because he did the pre-order. He paid extra. He got the battle pass for season 1. But because he wants to play his way, which is not a wrong way to play, he is now punished.
But that's not. That is the reality of what Diablo seasons are.
I think that's bad design, in my opinion.
I think you're wrong.
And I think that's what World of Warcraft did a lot of. World of Warcraft doesn't have season passes, but I think that's what they got it. They were forcing you to play a certain way, and now World of Warcraft is like, oh, shoot, let's not do that.
I mean, it just makes it. Let's say a lot of people don't get season 1, and a lot of people are skipping it. Like, you know, because like I'm hearing people are.
Yeah.
Diablo has to deliver every season. It then makes it necessary for Diablo to deliver good season mechanics every season.
I mean, it Halo's debacle made it necessary for them to deliver good seasons, and they still aren't giving you like great, you know what I mean? Like,
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I just think it would be inconsistent, and I'm sure Diablo has a better reason than that. To me, it makes sense.
Well, I think their reason is they want you to play the new mechanics. They want you to play the new season and experience the new stuff that they've worked on and put in.
Well,
right?
No, to me, it's because, I think that's correct, but also, and it's a season one battle pass tied to season one, period.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had a season zero battle pass tied to the Eternal Realm.
Yeah, but I just don't understand why you can't earn battle pass current or battle pass progression on the Eternal Realm.
Yeah.
What if season two comes out? Just think from a business perspective, like the people that aren't playing season one will probably still play their Eternal characters.
No, they won't.
Well, I know people that will play their Eternal characters because they don't want to start over.
Well, and their Eternal characters, they have actually a lot of good endgame.
Well, and actually that's another point. There is a lot of people, and I don't blame them, because a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into their Eternal characters from, let's call it preseason, and they don't want to start over. They just want to keep playing those characters, grinding to 100, defeating Uber Lilith, doing all that stuff, right? 100%ing the map. I don't think they should be punished from the battle pass because they want to play that way.
David, I've been swayed. I actually think I disagree with some stuff Jordan says. But
his heart's in the right place.
Actually, that's a good way to put it. His heart is in the right place. I would like to... Here's the thing. I would like to have the option to play my original Eternal character and still get stuff from the battle pass. Make it still not manipulative, like make it so I can't just get boosted or whatever, you know, make it fair. But if I want to continually play my Eternal character, the end game, all that stuff, I would like an option to be able to play that character and gain the benefits of the cosmetics and everything from the battle pass. So I think that's what Jordan's trying to say.
Yes. I'm not saying you need to have the seasonal bonuses on the Eternal. Keep all that to the season. Cause like you said, David, it's season one. These bonuses are attached to season one,
but all the cosmetics. Stuff, cosmetics. If I wanted to play my Eternal character and play the end game, you know, I have not been able to have the amount of time to power through and just completely end game the snot out of this game. So there's still a lot for me to do left in my main character. I would like to play that main character and still gain benefit from the battle pass and get cool.
So when you play Diablo season one, you're required to start a new character, right?
The only way you can get the battle pass items is to start a new character, which at the end of that season is pushed into the Eternal Realm, and you'll have to do that with next character.
I think the reason is that's balance. Just the way that that it works for Diablo.
The reason they're doing it is balance. They can't control all the changes from season to season with the elements and stuff like that. They're going to add to the season that changes the game, the dynamic of the game.
So let me...
Everything, I think, comes down to balance.
Well, just to clarify, I don't want the seasonal mechanic in the Eternal Realm. I only want to gain battle pass experience from the Eternal Realm.
Yeah, no. So the battle pass exists. The purpose, because the reason that we didn't have a battle pass until season one is because it exists to incentivize you to complete season one.
Yeah,
or to go through season one.
But I would also be incentivized playing. There's a lot of people out there that would be incentivized and purchase the battle pass if they can continue.
Yeah, but Diablo wants you in season one.
But that's what that's the gameplay problem, or that's the Blizzard, that's the design issue.
I would argue Blizzard wants you to buy the battle pass. That's what I would argue.
And I think
this is a problem, because if I want to play my main character that I have played the campaign with and do all the endgame stuff, I will not buy that battle pass because there's no benefit to me.
There's a benefit. If you want something that's whatever's in the battle pass, you can use it across characters.
I would be forced to play the new character, which I don't want to. I want to finish my other character.
And that's what I believe is bad game design. You shouldn't force a player to play what you think is the conceived
way. Now that I've seen his 300-page essay on this, I think I've been swayed.
I still think that's incorrect. Diablo wants you to play their seasons. The battle pass is a way to incentivize you to play the season. They don't...
See.
Okay, but okay, let's
correct way to think about this is
Here's the thing though. You don't have to buy the battle pass.
But that's the point we're making.
That's bad. What developer does not want you to spend money? That's what we're saying. That's a stupid thing that Blizzard is doing. They're forcing people to decide whether or not to buy a battle pass, when in actuality you should always have the battle pass being front and, you know, that's their way to make money.
Yeah, but how many people, a battle pass comes out every,
whatever it is,
right? 3 months on this one.
So every 3 months. There's only so much you can do in the Eternal Realm every 3 months. The season's the incentive. The season's the longevity.
Yep.
So the battle pass is strictly tied to the season for encouragement of playing the season and developing the season.
But wouldn't it be nice?
It would be nice.
We could play our game.
Would be nice. It's just not,
we want to play?
It's just not ever going to happen.
It's true. I think maybe this is a discussion that we're having based on the fact that a lot of people have not completely finished everything you can do in the campaign.
Yeah, I think.
Let's say
there was another 3 months.
Eternal.
Let's say there was another 3 months till season one starts. Or what they did was they gave you a season zero battle pass to go through the end game content to incentivize more people to complete it. Maybe that's the better way to do it.
But that's what I'm saying. Give that player the choice. So, like, for example, you're talking. Actually, Blizzard gave us the statistics. There's actually a lot of people that have just barely finished the campaign.
Yeah.
So you have a whole nother.
Mark and myself.
Yeah. You have a whole nother 50 levels of progression to go.
Yeah. Paragon.
Yeah. You have Paragon board and you have a ton of stuff. And you have different, you know, you'll redo things, you'll find different gear. You have a ton of progression to go. But now, if you or Mark want to earn any of those cosmetics, you are forced to start over.
Yeah, just there's probably cooler cosmetics in the battle pass.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think games should force you to play the way they think you should play. I mean, to an extent, they should.
Guys, we're all rats in a maze.
What they should have done is made a better system for season, like a better game mechanic. Make it, you know, apparently there's complaints about it. Why don't they just make the game fun?
Here's the thing. I had a blast with
the
main story.
Yeah, I did too.
But I've not jumped in yet to season one. I did the same thing, Mark. I completed season one last Sunday.
And here's...
In anticipation, or not season one. I completed the campaign last Sunday in anticipation for season one. This week's super busy for me, so I didn't get a chance to jump in. But I'm very excited to jump
in. Can I say, when speaking of the campaign, like the actual campaign,
yeah.
I'm not going to spoil anything here. I'm going to try not to, but, you know...
I will say
I'll do my best.
I did have this thought because if I don't say it out loud, I'll forget about it. I'll forget it real quick. During those last few cutscenes, I did flash back to Jordan's voice of she's kind of hot. Okay, yeah, she kind of is. Lilith kind of is
like,
in a monstrous sort of way. If you're into demons, she's probably your gal.
Yeah,
she's the cover girl of demons.
Yeah.
And every time she talks, it's like she's ASMRing into your ear.
Yeah,
and she's like hello.
She's like,
this is an eternal battle of the gods.
She whispers so quietly, she's so upfront right there.
Which,
by the way, can I say, I think I might misunderstand the campaign story. Because, I don't know, I think it's similar
to
Thanos.
It's kind of a cynical story.
Hold on. Let me say what, Jordan, let me say this.
Well, I was going to say, can we go into spoiler?
Not yet.
Okay.
I do want to say, I think I side with Lilith.
Well, that's the thing. I think there's no good guy.
Well, I think that's the point.
All the gods are using us.
Because, like,
okay, we are going to be talking about spoilers for the next
10 minutes.
5 minutes.
Hold on. T-Bucks says, I wasn't into demons until Lilith.
Yeah.
We will be talking about the campaign story.
I also, real quick, we haven't yet. I want to shout out our Super Chat. Super Shocker gifted 5 X1 Bros memberships. Shout out to Super Shocker. Everybody drop a BFF in chat if you haven't already. Thank you very much.
If you don't want to listen and you're live, just go ahead and mute the stream. I'll go like this with my hands when we're done. But we are going to be talking spoilers here about the
campaign. The thing. I don't think that we need to give spoilers, though.
No, we can talk in generalities. So I think...
It is a cynical story.
I think there was a few missteps in the campaign.
Do you?
Yes. So...
I don't.
Lilith and Anarius are like the mother and father of Sanctuary, right? They created the world.
Which is the world.
They got it on.
Yeah. Which I don't know how you have to do it to birth a world. Well, but I mean, that's probably thunder. Angels and demons, you know.
Thunder, that's
how. I can only imagine that, you know.
Well, you said something before the show, like, you respect Inarius.
Oh, yeah. Like, so Lilith, like, has the right idea, but it's like, she's kind of going about it the wrong way.
She's a fanatic.
But she's also killing a lot of people you don't really know or care about, so it's kind of... She's. I don't think she's good, but I get her point.
Well, here's
but I see where she's coming from.
Hold on. No, but she, from what I understand, seeing all the cutscenes now and everything, Lilith wants to save Sanctuary.
Yeah, because the Primes are coming back.
Inarius wants to destroy Sanctuary.
Well, he just wants to go back home. To heaven.
And in order to do that, in his mind, he thinks he needs to destroy Sanctuary because that's why Heaven disowned him, is he and Lilith got it on.
Yeah.
He basically, it was Romeo and Juliet. And
It was the Romeo and Hell were like, ew.
Yeah, they're like, I can't, why bangeth thou woman? You know?
Can I just say, though, him fighting is awesome.
When he gets in there.
And also when, like, the lady, I can't remember her name, but the main priestess.
Prava?
When Prava's, like, in there, and she's just like,
okay.
That's amazing.
Now, she's
so awesome.
Now, I would have liked her to die.
Yeah, she's like, a bitch.
I would prefer if her and Inarius would have switched places.
She was on your side the whole time, and then in the end, you're like, oh, you're crazy.
Yeah, and it was like, guys, we brought you the stone. That, by the way, hasn't worked for 3 games. I don't know why we're using it again.
But see, Inarius wants to kill the world. Lilith wants to save the world. And in order to save the world, she's trying to kill... She's trying to absorb, basically, the powers of the bad guys.
Well, yeah.
Mephisto?
Who's
Mephisto.
The,
Mephisto. Mephisto. Yeah.
So Lilith is trying to save the world, but she's taking away your agency. Like, she's saving the world by forcing you to
follow
her.
She's Lucifer.
She's literally, that's where she comes from.
Hey, I side with her.
Yeah, she's
a lot of people did.
I mean, would you say Lilith is kind of a communist?
Well,
she's trying to help by forcing you to do it her way.
Oh, I know.
I'd say she's a psychopath.
Yeah. This is getting a little complicated for my brain. All I know, the cool glowy guy wants to kill everybody, destroy the world. The hot demon chick wants to save the world.
Well, okay, so this
That's
is where
what
I,
my brain is saying.
So both Inarius and, first of all, Lilith.
And Inarius did kill their kid.
Yeah, okay. That to me, it's like.
But hold on. Like, this is where it gets interesting. You're like, whoa, hey.
Hey, man. Yeah. What are we doing here?
Yeah, well, this is where it gets interesting.
Fantaside?
No, this is where it gets interesting. So
interesting. Okay,
Inarius and Lilith got together and they had Sanctuary, right? Which is the world, right?
They had Sanctuary Sex.
Yeah.
Sanctuary Sex.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
You think she wraps her wings around you when she
I just
you?
Wanted okay, that's actually I never mind.
Whoa.
Who
whoa.
Do you think is more aggressive? You know? Because like you have you two powerful people just going. You know?
Well, yeah, Inarius just I
like
mean,
who
he can
takes
just float
the,
around.
Who takes the lead in that situation?
Who leads when they dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inarius.
Anyway, so they did their thing, and I don't know exactly what happened,
who
but
is
Lilith
their son?
Rathma. So I don't know exactly so and then they like their babies were the first Nephilim, right? Mm-hmm. And I actually think Blizzard is retconning Nephilim. Anyway, so, and then humans, as we are now, are descendants of that,
this
right?
is what
so,
I do like the lore. The lore is
yeah,
super,
it's super
amazing.
Well, yeah. So,
this is why when you release a full-fledged campaign on mobile, everyone gets pissed. Yeah.
That affects the lore.
So wait, did they? Yeah. So hold on. Does Diablo Immortal change?
Well, it takes place between 3 and 4. Right, so it does add lore from what I understand. But anyway,
really?
I don't know.
So we're missing out because we haven't played Immortal?
I don't know.
Because we haven't spent money on
it. Yeah.
They should have just brought Mortal to the console.
So something happened. So anyway, they created Sanctuary because both Lilith and Inarius were like, ah, we're tired of fighting. You know, let's do it. Let's do it and then have a planet. And, you know, and that's where we'll stay. That's why it's called Sanctuary, right? It's supposed to be away from the eternal conflict, right?
Okay.
Anyway, demons and angels find out about it. People get mad, blah, blah, blah. I think something happens and Lilith goes a little bit crazy and she starts killing everybody that's not like pure. or I don't know the exact reason, but she goes crazy. And Anarius, like, he basically stepped out. He
comes in to save.
Yeah, he comes home from work and he was like, whoa,
whoa, you're killing all the dogs. Everybody.
Yeah, whoa.
What are you doing?
Yeah. So anyway, because Anarius, like, went to think.
You've messed up Sanctuary.
Yeah, like, it's really, it is kind of funny. Like, Anarius is like, hey, I'm going to go think about it. And he, like, left. And then Alilith is like, okay, well, you're thinking, I'm taking action. And she took his
records and threw it out the window.
I don't know exactly why. I mean, I'm not like a lore buff. I don't know exactly why, but I think she started killing because they weren't like pure, something like that. Anyway, and she needed to fight. Anyway, so Anarius comes back and he's like, whoa. So he banishes her to the void. And this is where it gets interesting. He banished her to the void, which is why at the beginning of the game, you see her being summoned back from the void.
Yeah.
So he banishes her to the void, and the reason he does that is because he makes a promise that he will never hurt her, like, because he loves her, right? So
I found that out in the painting in the cathedral.
Yeah, so that happens, and then Lilith is the daughter of Mephisto, and angels and demons come,
I didn't realize she was the daughter of Mephisto.
Yes, daughter of hatred.
Daughter.
Yeah, that's why her name was Daughter of Hatred.
And Mephisto is the god of hatred?
He's the evil of hate.
Prime evil of hatred. He is hatred personified in a demon.
In a wolf.
Or a wolf in this case.
Right? He's only a wolf when he's not as strong as he normally is.
Oh.
Just so you know.
I didn't know that. See?
Yeah.
So
if he's weakened, he's a wolf.
So angels and demons came and they were basically like, okay, you know, gross what these two did, right? You know? And Heaven was not happy with Anarius because he slept with a demon. Mephisto's pissed because his daughter's vanished. So I think there was like a peace treaty, and a part of the peace treaty, they were like, hey, Mephisto, we'll give you Anarius as a prisoner. So Mephisto takes Anarius and takes him to hell and tortures him like really
for
bad.
Like 2 millennia.
Rips his rings off, rips his eyelids off. So he has to stare at himself every day.
That's like completely, Diablo 2?
This is like before Diablo 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like he has been tortured for thousands of years in hell. Now, this is where I think the campaign took a little misstep, in my opinion, because I thought this would have been interesting. Anarius comes back. He's pissed. Like, his views have changed, right? He wants to go back to heaven. He wants to kill Lilith by stabbing her through
now
the heart
because
of the prophecy.
Now he's on the God side.
Yeah, like, he's all that. He's changed. Now,
that's why he wants to destroy Sanctuary, because he thinks heaven will take him back if he destroys what he made with Lilith.
Yeah, because he sinned, right? That was, you know, whatever. Yeah. Now, what's interesting is, you can assume 1,000 years of torture in hell will do that to a guy.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? But I would have liked maybe one, maybe two side missions or something, just that kind of explains where he's coming from. Because
you might get this later on.
They kind of represent him as a douchebag in the game. But knowing his whole backstory.
But a douchebag I respect.
Yeah. And here's the other thing I was telling you guys before. I get he's a douchebag, right? But when you walk in on a man and he's floating in the air just staring at a picture of himself.
Staring at his own painting. Like, not a picture, a painting.
Yeah, like it's kind of like, you know what? I want to do that in my house when people enter.
And he doesn't look at you the entire time he's talking
he's
to
like
you?
He's like staring at himself.
Yeah. I don't know, he's Homelander.
Yeah, there's just something you like about him, you know? Anyway, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of that. So you kind of. Because unless you like know what we just talked about, I don't think
I didn't know that. I didn't know that backstory, but here's the thing. I also didn't need to know that backstory. Yeah, they give me enough.
No, yeah, yeah.
For someone like me to really enjoy the lore.
Saying me personally, I would have liked them to explore why, because Anarius made a promise, I will not hurt you, right?
Yeah.
Why is he now breaking that promise? You know what I mean?
She's back, you can assume
1,000 years of hell will do that to you, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, I would have liked to have seen a little bit of like how Anarius escaped from hell, because I think Mephisto died and he was like, oh, and he left.
Yeah.
I would
Maybe
have liked
that's
to see
what happened, because we took out Mephisto
in Diablo 2.
Expansion, right? Wasn't that the
I was really hoping, because Anarius in the lore was one of Tyrael's or Tyrael. Okay, there's too many T's. In Diablo, it's Tyrael, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then there's Tyrion in... Okay, got it. So Tyrael... Anarius was one of
Tyrion, is that World of Warcraft?
No, that's Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, Lannister.
Yeah, okay. Tyrion, and then Tywin, and yeah, there's too many...
Oh,
geez.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tyrael, not in the game. Not a lot of angels in the game, actually. But Anarius was one of Tyrael's generals.
I did... Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, gotcha. From what I understand. So I thought at some point... you know, Daddy Tyrael is going to come down and say, hey, whoa.
Daddy Tyrael.
Hey. Trust me, I've been there. You know, hey. Let's take a walk.
Wait, remind me. So Tyrael is the one who became mortal, right? Because
yeah,
Tyrael's in that. Tyrael's the one that you guys always showed me the big Diablo 2.
Yeah,
scene.
Where he goes. Yeah, and then Diablo 3. He goes,
three.
I am just, you can't judge me. I am justice itself. And he rips off his wings and goes down. I can't remember what happened.
So
that was 50 years previous to this game.
So he, at the end of that, he became the Archangel of Wisdom because Malphael, who I believe was Wisdom, was like, I'm going to put on a black robe and become death. And then
I'm done with this wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
I've been there.
Been there.
So I think, and then he became, and then you have Reaper of Souls. And I think what the dev said is like, at the end of Reaper of Souls, Malphael just like, I'm killing everybody. And he cranks it, right? I think the devs said,
have a cool weapon.
Yeah, I think the devs were like, oh yeah, that like took out like 80% of the population. And this is the 50 years later from that, which is why, you know, so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go. Are we done yet?
Can I just say one more thing? Just one more quick little ending thing, which is really interesting. Mark, you might like this. So the ending, when she walks away with the stone and like leaves.
Yeah.
I think they're going to kind of redo the following her, like what Diablo 2 did, where you were following the stone from the first one.
Oh, gotcha.
Because you know.
That's cool.
Because you know Mephisto is going to slowly corrupt her, right? Well, I mean, maybe.
No,
I don't know.
No, we know for a fact. That's part of the lore. That's the soul stone.
Yeah. And that was my thing. Like, guys, they haven't worked for 3 games. Like,
why use the soul stone again?
And I think that like answered the question because even she was like, hey guys, I don't think these are working. I'm gonna take it across the sea to figure out a better way.
Well, because you can't.
So I think the next expansion, which we know there's gonna be expansions, is following her, obviously. But I think it's a callback to like the and they keep calling us Wanderer.
Yeah, you know? That's funny.
Yeah,
but Jordan, how do you kill that which has no life? Like, he's a prime evil. Like, that, the Soul Stone is the only thing.
Yeah, I think you just, attack hell. Like, because when you kill them, they respawn in hell. Right?
Although Tyrael did say it took thousands of years and many deaths to just get an embassy there, you know? Yeah. They built an embassy after thousands upon millions of lives.
Yeah, in Diablo
millions
2.
Of lives died so we could have an embassy in hell.
Yeah, so, but.
Well, it's a hard battle. Okay, I'm gonna we're no longer spoiling. We're no longer spoiling. There you go. Okay.
That being said, I do think Lilith was the star of the show, and I thought she was incredibly acted and very well voiced. Like, every scene with Lilith was very well done.
It was gripping.
Yeah, she very well done.
It was good for sure. Everybody listening, thanks for listening. This is a little Diablo heavy show, but Diablo was the news of the week. Really, the only other thing that happened was Forza dropped a demo comparing Forza 7 to Forza 8, the visuals. If you haven't, highly recommend go look that up. It looks really good. Can't wait for Forza 8.
And Game Pass Core, right?
And Game Pass Core, obviously, that we talked about. But wanted to go through this. Thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in. If you haven't yet, make sure you head over to iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to us, and rate, review, and subscribe to us. Drop a review. Drop a 5-star review. It really very much helps us. If you would like to support us, you can come over to YouTube and subscribe, or not subscribe, become a member over on our YouTube channel. I think it's $4.99 a month, and you get a loyalty badge. You also get access to our member-only videos, which today, it happens right after the show, access to members only, where we just go uncensored and talk about whatever. Today, actually, we're going to talk about Mission Impossible.
I've not seen it yet.
I saw it, so I will give my review of Mission Impossible, a.k.a. Ethan Hunt, a.k.a. the lesser James Bond.
Shut up.
Huge thank you, everybody, for hanging out. Everybody, sorry we had to delay this a day. We're off schedule by a day, but we'll be back next week at our normal time. Enjoy your week. Have a good one. Get ready. Activision Blizzard's. Xbox now. It's crazy. Mind-blowing.
It's cool.
It's cool. We'll see you guys later. Have a good one. I'm walking away. I'm so far.